From Washington, this is VOA News. A driver killed 84 people and injured more than 100 others when he drove his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice, in the south of France, on Thursday night at a celebration for Bastille Day, France's independence holiday. 10 children are believed to be among those killed. The dead attacker, formally identified by police as a 31-year-old French-Tunisian who lived in Nice, has not been confirmed to be working for any militant or terrorist group. Through a translator, French President François Hollande says the attack has all the elements of a terrorist attack.
This attack of an undeniable terrorist nature is once again one of absolute violence. And it is clear that we must do everything we can to fight against the scourge of terrorism.
Hollande said France's state of emergency, set to end later this month, will be extended another 3 months. He also enacted Operation Sentinel, introduced after terrorist attacks in January 2015, that allows 10,000 extra military personnel to boost the ranks of security forces across the country. He said France will also strengthen its roles in Syria and Iraq. In the United States, the Republican Party's Convention Rules Committee struck down a proposal on Thursday that would have allowed delegates at next week's convention to vote for someone other than the candidates that won the state primaries and caucuses. Analysts say the Rules Committee has effectively quashed the so-called Never Trump movement's efforts to prevent Donald Trump from becoming the presidential candidate for the Republican Party. This is VOA. A spokesman for the White House says the United States is not conducting or coordinating with Russia on military operations in Syria. This ahead of a visit to Russia by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters Thursday that there is some speculation that an agreement may be reached during Kerry's visit, but it's not clear if or when that will happen. Kerry left for Moscow on Thursday. Earnest also said Russia needs to decide whether it will focus on fighting extremists in Syria or propping up the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Trying to accomplish both goals is a fundamental contradiction, Earnest said, because to prop up the Assad regime worsens the chaos inside Syria, and extremist organizations rely on that chaos to thrive. The South Korean Defense Ministry's decision this week to deploy the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, system in the southeastern county of Sangju has sparked public fears that the system could endanger the health and safety of people living nearby, especially from exposure to radiation from the system's powerful radar emissions. Protesters pelted South Korean Prime Minister Hwan Kyo-ahn with eggs and water bottles Friday as he tried to allay the concerns of citizens living near the site where the THAAD system will be deployed. With regards to the THAAD radar deployment, he said, "We will fully listen to your opinion and make sure safety is secured as a priority." He spoke in front of Sangju County Hall on Friday. U.S. President Barack Obama says the country is expecting too much from police, including answering some of society's problems. He made the comments Thursday night at a town hall meeting in Washington to discuss the recent spate of racial tensions and police violence. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who had been criticized for harsh comments following the Dallas protests in which 5 police officers were killed by a sniper, stood up to challenge the president more strongly to more strongly support police after violent incidents and to condemn those who called for attacking police. Obama retorted that he has always condemned anti-police rhetoric and offered to send Patrick transcripts of his remarks in response to each shooting. The body of slain Cambodian political analyst and activist Khem Lay will be carried through the middle of Phnom Penh on Sunday in a procession organizers expect to draw a massive crowd of supporters. Lay, a widely revered public figure, was assassinated on Sunday, sparking a mass outpouring of sorrow and frustration across the country. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.